This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's the beautiful monsoon season in southeastern Arizona. It's a season of big puddles on dirt roads. It's a season of arroyos roaring. And near our home, there are several streams out of the mountains, and summer rains bring them down and across the grassland, bringing water where there was none. It's the season of toads. Around us, it's the season of box turtles, and it's all about the monsoon. On overcast mornings or days, it could be the day of the diamondback or the Mojave rattlesnake. Summer itself is the glorious season of snakes. Monsoon moisture brings so much life to the desert, or it brings life itself. Seeds germinating in wet soil, grasses seem to appear from nowhere, seed falls from trees and shrubs. It's the season of acorns, my friends. The native oaks of southeastern Arizona start dropping acorns in June, and different species drop through the fall. Some of those acorns may drop or wash to a place to germinate, but most acorns are gobbled up by so many critters, from insects, squirrels, scrub jays, acorn woodpeckers, two species of deer, bear, turkeys, humans, humans. So oaks add life to the land. And it's the season of finding acorns in my pockets or my truck seat or at the bottom of the washing machine. I can't help myself. I'm trying to get out of the plant growing business, and it's not going all that well. I'm trying. Seeing acorns dropping from the emery oaks that grow in the riparian quarter of the Ojolote was just too much. I'll just collect a few, I thought. Maybe grow 100 little oaks, which really, that's not very many, 100. So one day, our dogs Farley and Choo Choo and I walked down the stream bed checking out emery oaks and acorns. Not every tree has them, you know. And also, some dropped a week earlier and some will drop later. It's a hunt because I want the first fallen, the fresh fallen, or fresh off the branches, you know. And we found acorns. And I hunkered under emery oaks and gathered. Just a few for planting, I told myself. I crunched a few. It's a delicious acorn. It's the most edible acorn of the borderlands. There is a reason the common name of the emery oak is Bayota. This is the oak with the acorn. This is the acorn that is still gathered for food by humans. You can buy bags of acorns along the border. But oh dear, I mean, that small gathering acorns with our dogs got to me. And a few days later, returning, you know, coming home from work, I cut across the grass on a few miles west of our place and drove out to the extension of the Ojolote. And I walked to many, many emery oaks until I found the most recent fallen acorns. And I got down and I started picking up acorns. It felt very, very good. Emery oak is Quercus. Emerii, Quercus is Latin for oaks. Oaks are found all over the world. Emerii in honor of William Emery, an army officer, topographer, surveyor of the 1800s. He was in charge of the survey of the Gadsden Purchase, okay? So I gathered acorns under an emery. A box turtle watched me. Birds sang. Insects, numerous insects, bees, wasps, flies, and all sorts of things. They were buzzing all around me. A praying mantid landed on me. He must have dropped from a branch. He perched on my shoulder, walked up and down my arm several times. Ants scurried on missions all around me. I inspected acorns for the holes of the acorn weevil larva. The acorn weevil lays eggs in there and then seals it in the larva. Gobbles up the inside and comes out. You can't. No, those are no good. But when I stopped to stand and stretch, I couldn't help but think about all the life from the tip top of that oak down to the ground where that box turtle and I stood. All the life, all the things going on there at that emery oak, all the things going on. So many species, like different nationalities, right? And many different languages spoken from the ground up into the top of that emery oak. The Bayota of the borderlands. Oh my, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.